The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
Another post that was sent to us. This one's not quite as...
poopy
around the bush. No, it's definitely not poopy, but this one says day of fishing fun ? It's in an area right near Lisa. This guy says, hello all, so myself and my buddy have the day off tomorrow, and we're going fishing on my rowboat. The boat seats three, so why not invite a fun cute lady along with us? If you're interested in fishing during the day, send me a message and a picture or two. We're both upper middle class guys. I'm the fat, funny one. He's the suave, good-looking one. We'll be at my house on the lake. I can provide a fishing rig if you need, though you're on your own for a license. We'll pay $100 an hour.
Wait. They want someone to go fishing with them? A woman?
That's what they say.
What is that all about? So that's not how you get ladies. Like, I'm not, I would never want to go on a fishing
adventure. On a rowboat.
On a rowboat.
Pontoon boat.
With booze, and then you're going to get the ladies.
Well, see, this is the thing, right? So all you've got is a rowboat, which means you have to pay girls to get on it. Okay. If you have any other kind of boat, you just have the boat.
Right, they'll get on it.
And there'll be girls on it.
No, they're
not.
Aren't they just looking for a whore?
Probably.
Sounds like they're looking for some kind of fishing escort.
Fishing whore?
Fishing whore.
Why would you bother with that?
We need ourselves a couple of fishing whores.
Well,
if you want a whore, you just...
I know, but they want to go fishing too.
They have too many.
Just go fishing first and then meet up with
your... Weekends are short, at least.
I understand that.
I don't either. This one, that's why I brought it up. It's odd to me. Why
is it possible that they just want, while they fish, they just like want to have one of those girls that's going to kind of just dance to
while they fish,
just like
on a
rap,
you know? Yeah, you know. It's not a real boat. It's a rowboat.
I know it's not. No, that's why you have to pay them. But if on a normal boat, there would just be music being played somehow and a girl in a bikini just like twerking. That's what happens. There's a girl twerking.
Right, on a regular boat with the rich guy.
I know, but these guys are just getting there. So they're trying to pay you to be on a rowboat.
Do they have a house on the lake, you said?
He said lake house.
Yes.
And you got a lot of money if you have a lake house.
He's on Cass Lake.
Yeah.
I would say, though, that he's probably either renting it for the weekend. Like, I don't know if he owns it. I know he's saying that
he says it's at my house on the lake. That's what he says.
I mean,
it's Craigslist again, so who knows?
My Airbnb, I just got.
Yeah.
I put cameras everywhere.
Don't expect to make it back.
Lisa's right, though. That's the part I don't get. If you want a whore, just hire a whore. But she has to come fishing with you and earn that money, $100 an hour? What is she doing to them on the rowboat?
She's putting bait on the tackle, Dave.
Exactly. She's threading the worm.
You've heard of fishing lures? They want fishing whores.
Yep.
Will they get one is the question. $100 an hour is a pretty decent rate, I guess.
It's just the problem is for any hooker, there's no escape. There'd have to be like a pimp floating in like another boat, like right there.
He's in a race, like,
you know, he's in one of those little rubber rafts with those plastic.
He's got like an oar with a hand on the end of it that he can just slap you from a distance.
His slapping oar.
I don't think a lot of pimps have boats. Surveillance boats.
So. Oh, no. Here comes the pimp dinghy.
Damn.
He's in one of those things with the pedals. pedaling his way out there.
No. That's so bad.
It's a weird one. That's why I had to bring it up. It's a weird one. We've never heard of like people looking for fishing whores.
It's really odd to be like, we're going fishing and we just need to find a whore to dance on our boat while we do it.
Our rowboat.
That's, you know... You see it all the time, though. You'll see, like, one guy with a boat, and then he'll just take one of those shots and post it onto TikTok or whatever, where it's he just goes from one side of his boat to the other.
Yeah.
And it's just girls laying down on the boat. You know, they're surrounded. Get a nicer boat. You have a giant lake house. Right. Get a good boat.
Right.
He's got a rowboat.
You got a rowboat.
You won't have to pay for
you
the ladies.
You won't have to pay.
Right. And a lot of women don't want to go fishing.
No. Oh, my God.
Fishing's
fishing. A fishing on a rowboat to the majority of women, that's not worth $100
an hour. I like fishing, and fishing is terrible. So, I understand it for what it is, especially if there's no bites.
Yeah.
You ever gone a whole day and not caught a single fish? Oh, yeah, that's fun. That's a ton of fun.
Plus, she has to get her own license. That's like $30.
Right. She's got to take the class.
Yep.
It's a real pain. So, like, we're super pain in the ass for a busy whore.
It's a real pain.
Got to get my pimp in his boat. I got to get my license. Good luck, guys. I don't think you're gonna find a lady.
Upgrade your boat, dude.
Dude, yeah, you can't have somebody go dancing on your boat if it's a rowboat.
Though, if I saw a rowboat with like a go-go dancing girl on it, I'd laugh so hard.
Oh, me too. A fat guy and a swamp buddy.
Oh my God, I'd be laughing so hard.
100% amazing.
Have a go-go dancer in a row.
Yeah,
so great.
They got a little
mini
speaker.
Like there's like three rows and she's in the middle.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's twerking.
Dancing.
That's so, that's hilarious.
Incredible. Yeah. I mean, listen, there are a lot of strippers out of work right now. Maybe someone's willing to take the gig.
This is the time to try to get you a boat whore if you can.
It really is.
Yeah, in your rowboat. We have some new arrivals to announce this morning. First of all, it sounds like Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel did, in fact, have a baby. They have not announced it officially, but Brian McKnight spoiled it for them in an interview over the weekend where he revealed, yes, Justin had a new baby. He said, I think it's going to be really inspiring for him, and he'll have some new music based on that, I'm sure. And then WWE stars Brie Bella and Daniel Bryan welcomed their second child Saturday. It's a boy. No word on his name. But then Brie's twin sister Nikki Bella gave birth to her first child on Friday. So how creepy are those twins? They had a baby one day apart.
One day apart, yeah. They both got pregnant around the same time.
They obviously planned that somehow, some way.
They claim they didn't, but I feel like it was all planned. It's all for the TV show.
Because
it just so happened to be, you know, double pregnancies on their total Bellas.
You're insane if you're planning your pregnancy because of a reality show.
How,
right? You're insane.
How long have Nikki Bella and John Cena been
split up?
Yeah.
A couple years now.
Okay. But, like, did it take her very long to find a new guy and get preggo?
Well, as soon as, I think she was dating somebody, and then she went on that Dancing with the Stars show. And I think the guy that she's with was her dance partner on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, wow.
And they've been together since.
Yeah.
But that guy just hit the jackpot because he doesn't seem like the smartest guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I can't even say his name. It's like Artem Shiganetskiv or something.
Artem is all you can say. You say that, you'll know who you're talking about. But he just seems so naive and like...
That's him.
There's an episode where she's like trying on lingerie for him. And I'm like, has this man ever touched a woman?
He looks so confused.
He doesn't know what to do with that.
I mean,
he's a professional dancer.
Well, he's a professional dancer, but he might not be. Doesn't know how to handle a hot chick in lingerie.
Yeah, no.
Her boobs are practically in his face. And he's just. I was like, seriously, dude? Nikki Bella.
Aww.
He's hot. That's in front of you right now. And that's how you react?
Yeah.
Like you're freezing up. Like your brain's glitching.
And not know what to do with your titties.
What the idea?
She left John Cena for that.
I know.
John Cena would have known what to do. Been motorboating those bad boys.
Oh, I bet he did. Yeah.
James, all about the sound effects.
Yeah,
It's like the sixth
It helps. It helps. I know exactly what he's talking about.
Well,
I just wondered. It seemed like, to me, it seemed real fast. And I know that they kind of, those two had... You know, split up because he didn't want to have kids or whatever.
He had kids in the marriage, and like he was like, fine, we can get married. And I think he was probably, well, I can't say for sure, but from what you'd see in the different episodes, it almost seemed like he was okay. Well, if this is what she wants and this is what she needs
to
be together, then we'll work it out. We'll figure it out. We'll do all those things, but kind of on his terms. And then they just split apart.
That's
what exactly happened.
In our next story here, we've heard of Airbnb, of course, renting out homes that you own to other people. What about Airbnb-ing just your pool?
Seems like you're going to deal with pee.
The problem with any kind of Airbnb-ing right now is that people are renting places and then throwing these big parties that are like against all the COVID rules. So you rent your pool out, I almost guarantee there's going to be 150 people in your backyard.
Well, due to the coronavirus, many people are canceling vacations and trips they had planned for the summer, and folks may not want to travel, but they still want to relax during warmer months. Swimply,
okay,
is an app that is Airbnb for swimming pools. And it has grown by 2,000% in the past 2 months because people just want a backyard getaway if they don't have one of their own. The app allows people to rent swimming pools by the hour. Owners can include amenities like use of barbecue, use of fire pit, that kind of thing. And they set their own fees depending on what they think it's worth. Generally, they say the owners are home.
The owners are home?
I'd rather be home.
That's so strange. Hey,
stranger.
Your pool.
Are you guys in bikinis?
Yeah, exactly.
Just keep on swimming.
Perverts.
Just watching you.
Oh.
Yeah. Just recording every move.
Yeah. There's the downside of Swimply.
Swimply
sounds like the guy who's renting it out.
Yeah.
I'm Swimply.
I wonder if you got to sign something that's like, I do not have loose diarrhea.
Oh my God.
All the gross things that go on here. And they're home.
Yeah, that's another thing. So where are they going to the bathroom?
They got to go in the house.
Goes in the pool.
Or right in your pool.
Let's go in the pool.
That sounds like a disaster.
All the way around for everyone involved.
The whole thing's a bad idea.
So here's a question, because, I used to have a pool, and I found out that recently that pool was, given to someone to use for, a day, because people were going to be out of town. Mm-hmm. So they were like, hey, one of their friends was like, hey, we're not doing anything that day. Can we use your pool? They're like, yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
I wondered, you have a pool. Mm. Have you ever let anyone just come over and use your pool?
Hell no.
Not unless you had insurance to the max.
Even friends? I don't get it.
It is the fourth drowning this week.
Weird.
It's a huge
many different problems with
liability
that.
If anything goes wrong while you're not there. But two, it's just weird.
It's weird.
Gonna let people into my pool when I'm not there.
I thought it was kind of weird.
If family members, sure. Okay. Mm-mm. If my brother said, my brother-in-law said, hey, I want to come over and use the pool if you guys are away. Okay, of course.
But what about me, Dave? I want to use your pool.
Real close people.
Oh, sure, James. You got your own now, so we don't have to worry about that.
God, I dodged that bullet.
Yeah. Cameras and everything at Dave's place.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, but outside of that, no way. I think it's odd.
I just wondered. I wondered if people are doing this. Like, they're going to be out of town, so they're like, hey, yeah, go ahead. I mean, it's just sitting there. It's just water in a tub.
It seems like a bad idea.
Yeah, that's what I would have thought. Huh.
At this point in our lives, I'm literally the only one that uses our pool.
My boy
is like, man.
They don't even want to use it?
No, hardly ever. They've been in a couple of days this year.
Yeah.
I'm in every day, pretty much.
Yeah.
Splashing around, doing something. I'm getting use out of it. I feel like I'm doing all the work. I have to enjoy it.
Right.
But I'd never put it on Swimply.
Put it on Swimply.
God, no.
Swimply's the weirdest app I've ever heard of.
I just didn't even realize it was a thing.
No.
Swimply.
Airbnb has been kind of a fail. Yeah. With all the stuff. I mean, they make a lot of money, but it's like...
Yeah, but no one wanted to rent someone else's house during COVID, right?
Right,
But your pool?
Pool's real weird.
Oh, that's interesting. Swimply was on that Shark Tank show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, was it?
Someone texted in Airbnb.
Airbnb.
Yeah, pee in the pool. Pee in
Because that's what they're doing. If they have no access to a bathroom,
right.
That's exactly what they're doing.
Poop them too.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We'll start with that truck story, because you may have seen the video of this over the weekend, but had no idea what the hell was going on. We posted it on our social media pages. The video is of a guy riding on the hood of a tractor trailer going down the Florida Turnpike, banging on the windshield. And then asking the people filming for help.
Well, the driver seemed like he was trying to shake him off.
He did. Yeah. Oh, he was going back and
swerving to shake him off. And if you fall and land under those wheels, it's good night.
You're dead.
Yeah, you're way different afterwards.
Yeah.
Now, the video of this is up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to go see it for yourself, if you haven't been able to see it yet, but also on our social media pages. It's been there since the weekend. We can't really listen here because this guy who's filming swears. But they were riding. I guess they saw this happening and pulled over, like got in front of the truck and pulled over at the side so they could tape it when it went by.
Yeah.
So they pull over here.
Look at him try and shake him off.
Like, let me in there. There's a dude.
Jesus.
Hanging on the front.
He looks like a lot lizard.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I thought, Chuck. It's exactly what I thought.
He looks like, because he looks like he's got like, a half top on and little tiny shorts like James.
It's a guy who was trying to get him to pay him to blow him or something, and things went wrong, so the trucker just took off.
Yeah.
But anyway, so now this couple who's taping this tractor trailer.
I never saw it go this far. Okay.
They follow. And this part we can listen to here. They pull up alongside. And he screams, call police! Call police!
He wasn't as chill as the last guy.
No. Call the police, baby. Call the police. Not that guy. No, he's call the police!
Because what is he? He's in underwear or something.
I think it's just his shorts are pulled up high. I think it is. I'm not positive.
The wind's blown him up his butt.
Yeah.
But,
is he just wearing socks, too? So the couple in the car, as the audio continues, the couple in the car debates whether or not they should call the police and determine not to because it's so great. Like, this is so funny. They determine not to call the police.
Oh, you could be getting a man
killed. I know, Florida, friends. Florida. This happened about 1 in the afternoon on Florida's Turnpike. According to his passenger, the driver began acting strangely and stopped the vehicle southbound on the exit ramp to Boynton Beach, exited the vehicle, and began walking on the highway. So this guy, before this, was in a different car. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Stopped his car at the side of the freeway on the exit ramp and then exited and started walking down the freeway.
Okay.
As the man walked on the highway, he then jumped on the median concrete wall from the southbound side onto the northbound side on the freeway, causing traffic to slow down. And that's when he jumped onto the hood of this semi-tractor trailer. It was not a lot lizard gone wrong.
Oh, okay.
As this tractor trailer slowed down to avoid hitting him on the freeway, he then jumped onto the hood of the tractor trailer, and he began striking the windshield with his hands.
Oh, God.
The driver of the truck continued traveling northbound. Normally, you'd stop when there's a crazy man on your head. You stop.
No.
He didn't. He continued traveling northbound on the turnpike from mile marker 86 to about mile marker 95. So he went almost 10 miles with this guy on his hood.
Wow.
At that point, the truck was finally intercepted by a trooper, and the man on the hood was taken into custody. Boynton Beach Fire Rescue responded to the scene. They transported the guy to a hospital for further evaluation. The case is still pending investigation. No word of the... You think the truck driver would be charged too, though?
Well, many questions.
You could just say, you know what I would just say if I was a truck driver? I was like, well, I wasn't going to stop because then he might have tried to get into my car. So I just kept going at a slow speed and was just waiting for you guys to show up.
I think you tried to squirt him with the windshield fluid or something.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Not a bad idea.
He'll rip those windshield wipers right off.
Yeah.
That's true.
Huh.
Get him in the eyes.
I mean, crazy day for that trucker, but you shouldn't have continued.
No, it seems like he would stop.
Yeah.
That guy's not going to get into it.
I don't know if they train you in trucker school how to handle a...
This is how they teach you right here.
Crazy dude.
Trying to shake him off. Going about 50.
Is he... I think he's taken his shoes off, and that's what he's using to beat the window.
That's possible.
That's what it looks like to me, because he has something in his hand here, and I think you see him beat the window with it. I think it's his shoe, because his shoes are off.
If he shook off at that speed, he's dead.
He is dead.
Yeah.
He didn't care, that truck driver.
That truck driver didn't care. It was just one less crack addict to him.
Yeah, he seems pretty okay with that man dying.
Yeah.
No one cared, really. I mean, the people recording it, they didn't call anyone.
Yeah, no one cared.
The truck's passing. There's people just passing this truck, not like, all right, got to get around this.
They're going pretty fast.
Yeah.
as a wild thing to
that's
see.
That's why I'm saying, yeah, like, I'm surprised the trucker doesn't face any charges for
he
that.
Might after
you're
it
endangering
all
someone's
done.
Life, right?
You think there's a scene like that on Florida roads like once every 3 days?
That's what I think everyone was saying. They're like, oh, just another day. Right? They didn't take it seriously.
I do also wonder just if it's, you know, Florida's got some different type of laws down there. A guy jumped on your hood. Do whatever.
Yeah.
You know, maybe.
You shake him off any which way you can.
You know? Mm.
Yeah.
Wild day.
It is crazy.
It is crazy just to be driving to work and being like, well, okay, there's a shoeless man.
Just jumped on me.
Just trying.
But yeah, Chuck, I was just with you. When I saw this, I'm like, oh, that's he's like a male hooker.
Yeah, it's exactly
it's like a male hooker
like.
Gone wrong situation,
you know,
right?
It looks like those like stunt shots of like a Tom Cruise movie when they show you the behind the scenes.
Yeah. It's someone's hanging on the hood or something.
Right.
Clinging for their life. Like, look, that trucker was doing his best to shake that guy off. Mm-hmm.
He was mad.
He was pit. Well, he's bashed
his
windshield.
That's what made me laugh more than the guy for some reason on the hood.
When you look in right here and see him.
Well, yeah, when you see him, he's so mad.
He's so pissed.
Yes, oh, he's
mad. Like, get off my hood!
He's like, I can't shake him.
He's got crack addict strength.
Again, they don't say if it was drug related, mental related. I mean, I guess a combination of things, but they haven't got to the bottom of it. But it's amazing that no one was hurt. Like, that guy should not be with us.
How did he hang on?
I don't know.
That's what I want to know, dude.
He was just clinging to like where the hood meets the windshield.
Yeah.
It looks like.
Yeah.
And even when he only was using one hand to bash the window in with his shoe.
This man is hanging on with nothing but his socks. You gotta help me.
He was not as cool as call the police.
Yeah, no, was just like, call the police, baby. Sometimes people are. Yeah. It's a car.
He's so calm and cool.
Still one of my favorite videos of all time. Call the police, baby. Call the police.
This happens sometimes. Just call the police.
Yeah. That guy was super cool with being on a hood.
Yeah.
That guy, the trick's favorite guy, was
this
not.
My favorite.
No.
Call the police for me. What's going on?
He ran me over. I jumped on the hood. Call the police for me.
Okay.
Come on. No, he stole me.
What happened?
He ran me over. Just call the police, baby.
But that is as calm and cool.
He ran me over. Just call the police, baby.
He's like arguing with the driver, too. He was like, no, I just call the police, baby.
Oh, man.
Jimmy is with us here. Hey, Jimmy, good morning. How are you, man?
Hey, what's going on, man?
We're doing pretty good. What's your comment here?
Oh, just you're talking about the truck driving situation. We were told by DOT to put our foliage on and keep rolling.
Okay.
Situation happened.
Even with a human on the hood?
Yep.
Yeah, for your safety.
I can't understand you, Jimmy.
Yeah, you don't know if they're armed. That's what I was worried about. Like,
yeah,
if you
just throw them off.
I don't know about that. I wouldn't try and shake them off at 50.
I don't think you can. I really don't. Greg's with us next. Hey, Greg.
Hey. Well, yeah, I just want to let you know, a lot of us truckers, especially with everything that's going on with society today, are told not to stop, especially if you have hazmats, because the hazmats, you know, if somebody gets a hold of that and that truck goes, that's really dangerous.
So they tell you if someone jumps on the hood of your truck,
you just keep rolling.
Just keep going.
Just keep rolling. Don't stop, you know, or you got to pull over somewhere where it's safe, you know, try and get someone's attention.
But would you feel bad if you ran them over or whatever? If you flew off the truck, you would feel bad.
Oh, yeah, you'd feel bad. But if they get a hold of the hazmat or some kind of dangerous thing,
and
they kill a bunch of people.
Right. Yeah, got it. The hazmat thing.
Yeah, so like to me though, what you do is, you know, you've got a radio in there. You just call the cops and you say, I've got a crazy guy on my hood and I'm going to keep slow rolling. I'm not trying to knock him off. I'm going to keep rolling. Meet me here and I'll stop when you guys are all ready to arrest the dude right away.
Yeah.
That's what I would have.
Yeah, but
this guy was shaking
him
at 55.
Let's compare the two one more time here. This is the current situation of the guy on the hood here.
Call the police! Call the police! Police! Call the police!
And then there's this guy.
He's so chill.
He's very chill.
Two men on the hoods of moving vehicles reacting a little differently.
Yeah, that guy acts like it's just another day. Yeah. He's like, been through it a million times.
Call the bullies, baby. Just call the bullies.
What's nuts is how many times people have been on the hood of a car, like, as it's going. It happens a lot.
There's another one there.
Well, I remember this guy. Remember that guy going like 1,000 miles an hour?
There was the person that was in the wheelchair that was attached.
The wheelchair one was the greatest one of all time.
Greatest.
It has a happy ending.
Greatest one of all time.
Thank God. Thank God it has a happy ending.
Wouldn't be the greatest one of all time if it didn't have a happy ending.
Right, that could have gone bad.
A truck didn't realize there was a wheelchair in front of him and took off and just raced that guy in his wheelchair down the road.
He was like his hood ornament, really.
Yeah. Mm.
Unbelievable. The first time we were talked about that story, I was in tears laughing so hard. I mean, couldn't just because the guy was okay.
Yeah. Because we knew the outcome.
Right.
But just the thought of it. And then I believe Chuck was in a chair at some point.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I did reenact. You did reenact it. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness gracious. What a day. All right. It is amazing what modern surgeons can erect. There is a 45-year-old guy named Malcolm McDonald in England. He had a terrible blood infection in his taint.
Oh. My taint's gone wacky.
James, hey, don't cry.
Tainted load.
So his taint infection got so bad.
Yeah.
You guys, his dong fell right off.
Jesus Christ.
He woke up one morning and his dong had fallen off.
You imagine it.
I don't know what you do, dude.
It's just laying there.
How do you go on living?
I don't know. You turn to science.
That's it.
Please, science. What can you do for me?
His balls stayed.
So just got the balls.
His balls stayed intact, but his penis fell off.
Mm-mm-mm.
Have you even heard of that before?
I've never heard of a taint infection.
Me neither. I'm worried. How do you get a taint infection? How do you prevent taint infections?
You have to moisturize.
Well, okay, I'm safe then.
Yeah.
The most moisturized taint in all the land.
Oh, my God.
Between my legs.
That's true.
So anyways, poor guy, woke up, no penis but balls. Now, though, he is getting a penis reboot.
A reboot?
Unfortunately, he has a dick on his arm.
Yeah.
Now, wait. Is it his own dick?
That's where they're growing his new penis.
So like a Petri dish, they're growing a penis
on his arm. So listen, I'm sorry. I'm going to lay the rule out. If this happens to anyone on the show, you can't come in until your dick is fully grown.
No, I have to work.
No.
Yeah.
You're not working with your arm dong.
I have the right to work, Dave.
Because there is no way we could do a show and keep looking at your arm dong all day.
Put a thong on. It'd be weird because you would have seen my dong.
Yeah.
Right.
It starts to get hard.
We cannot. I searched for the unpixelated picture, but I guess for his privacy or his decency, every picture I've seen is pixelated.
He looks unsure in that picture.
There's a picture of him with his arm dong up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. If you want to see this guy. But it's kind of like right before, between his hand and his elbow.
It's right on his forearm. Mm. Just dangling.
That's where it's dangling.
I would have thought it would have been under the skin so that it would like be covered. But no, this thing is a dangler.
So it hasn't been a couple of weeks. It's been growing on his arm for 4 years.
Four years
we'd have to put up with Chuck's arm dong.
I'd be like,
four years.
Let's grow it another.
It needs another 6 years.
Give it another year.
Let's give it another year, boys. Yeah.
Chuck, it's already 8 inches.
Yeah, I know.
You want more?
If you can get more, you go.
He's reached the point now, though, where it is fully grown, and it's going to be surgically grafted to him down below.
Wow.
He is the first person in human history to ever grow a new penis on their own arm.
I have so many questions here that I know that you're not going to have the answers for.
Well, I might have some.
Is it his own
stem cells?
Like, yeah. Did they grow like his own junk
from
on
what
his
I read,
arm?
Yes. Like it was from his cells.
Okay.
Will it work? They don't know.
Yeah.
They're not sure if it will work, but it will have a pump built in it so he can inflate it when he needs to perform.
Okay.
So he can still have sex.
You'd think if it was like grown on you and it was the stem cells, it would grow every bit of what
blood
it needs to.
Things, right?
Here's this guy.
He's like, I know.
Here's him talking
Four
about
years.
His arm penis here. He just can't believe it's happening, really. It all seems like a dream.
Yeah? Imagine. Should I see my little friend?
Want to see my little friend?
Gosh, oh, yeah. Boy, oh, oh my God, it's got quite a, it's quite a flop.
That's a press watch.
I can't do nothing. I can't go down the shops with a t-shirt on. I can't go swimming with the kids. I can't, you know.
He doesn't seem the right, huh, in the head?
No. Well, he's saying he can't do anything. He can't go to the stores with a t-shirt on, right, yeah, with his arm dick out. Yeah. He can't go swimming with the kids, flailing around with his arm dick.
He's alive. My life's been weird.
Gotta put an ace bandage on that thing.
Yeah, you gotta wrap it up.
Black, no blood supply, no nothing. Toes in black. It's like I had socks on for my toes, but that basically just the toes were black. And then my fingers were going black as well. I don't know why. I don't know if it's because the end of your limbs or... But yeah, and then this one just...
How did you feel when your penis fell off?
I'm not having sex no more.
Yes. I don't know how much sex you're going to have anyway.
I tell you what, two children anyway, so...
Disaster, really.
He's got kids. He's got two kids.
Yeah, but I mean, that's... He had a good run then.
Did he lose the teeth at the same time as his wiener?
I actually asked my doctor if they could do anything, and they said, yeah, they could. They referred me to the local hospital, which is Bury St Edmunds, and all I was going to do is basically, what was left, just wrap it up like a sausage roll, put a bit of skin on the outside of it, and leave it as that. I'm still not going to be able to stand up on wheel or anything.
So he wouldn't be able to stand up, I mean, I guess he means erect.
Yeah.
Or use it to urinate.
So I was just going to forget about that procedure.
Basically, it sounds like they were going to wrap his dead dong in skin and just reattach it. That was their first plan. Wrap his dead dong in new skin and reattach it to him. So he'll just have a dead dong under there.
That's no good.
Got another letter for you saying about another procedure, which was this one here.
And finally, they talked about the arm dong. He convinced top penis doctor to do it. Grafts were taken from his ass to create the 50,000-pound funded penis, like 50,000 British.
Oh, I was going to say.
Unbelievable.
50,000 pounds.
No, it's worth. That's huge. Worth 50,000 British pounds. And they've given him 2 extra inches, in case you were wondering, Chuck.
You got to get the
2 extra inches.
Got to get I need that, yeah.
And it's taken 2 years to grow fully on his left arm. The time it was ready to be grafted, he was too unwell for it to be hung between his legs. And so all that's delayed his operation.
It's weird, though. It's almost like it's not really a penis, yeah, then.
What do you mean?
Like, if they took it from his butt, then that means they're just growing, like, what looks like a phallic-shaped object.
Yeah.
I wish we could see it.
I don't see what it actually did look like.
It's probably a skin tag that looks like a wiener, Dave.
That's exactly what I think it is. It's just a big skin tag.
Crazy choice that you have. It's like that first choice, or that like they're like come up with the options.
Right,
like you can grow this on your arm.
Well, here's the deal. we can get you a new one, but you're gonna have to have a dick on your arm for like 4 years. All right,
worth it.
All right, we'll give you 2 extra inches for the trouble.
Worth it.
But you know, the other thing is your zombie dong. You can try to like wrap that bitch up for you and make it real. Like it'll be terrifying for you and everyone else. But that's your options. Or go dickless. Which one?
Because it is odd if it's just like a skin tag.
Well, no, they say a new penis. I mean,
I know that's
what
they say, but I mean, like, they fashion new dongers out of forearms.
So it's just like the flesh part.
I think it's just a cylindrical. I don't know.
They're decent.
Let's say decent.
Decent.
Right.
Kind of. Okay.
The team's there. He's up in the socks, the suit, in bed, ready to go down to theater. Come in and said, no, we can't because there's not enough medical staff.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
I wonder if he, like, works out if it gets...
Oh, God. By the end of the year, they hope to do the surgery.
So is he married, though?
That's what he said. Well, he said he had kids.
So I have to, mate.
Do you have a nickname for it?
Jimmy.
Jimmy is arm dong.
My mate's at school in it. All right, Jimmy.
Hey, do
Jimmy.
People do drugs in their taint?
Wait, Jimmy.
Oh, like heroin? How they, like, shoot heroin? I don't know if the taint's a place they inject that stuff.
Doing drugs in your taint.
They're wondering how he got a ass taint infection or whatever.
Yeah, I am.
It sounded like some kind of circulation problem.
Well,
there's a genital drug injection.
Yeah, that's where you put it right.
This is why
why not to inject drugs into your taint.
Oh.
So, like, I'm just wondering if he was doing something, maybe. Because, listen, I don't want to shock anybody, but this guy doesn't look like he's had just a normal life.
No,
yeah, he looks kind of rough.
No, he looks like your rough British dude.
There's a lot of that.
Yeah, the teeth factor that you can't judge on that alone there.
Yeah, he looks like he's been in some fights. If you don't want to...
They take a vein from his body, wrap skin grafted from his arm around it, a penis shape, and attach it to his arm. Well, they said his ass and the other... Oh, my God, look at it dangling.
And I'm off watches.
No more watches for me.
No. I don't really wear them.
The penis eventually will be attached to his body with a urethra, allowing him to urinate. It's fitted with a tube so it can be inflated into an erection with a hand pump.
Yeah, so he doesn't really... See, because I just... If we can take stem cells and grow, like, your own ear...
Right.
...in a Petri dish... Why aren't we doing dongs and
Jesus?
It's all about Jesus, isn't it?
You see more of it there.
That his arm taint?
No, that's his. No, that's his arm, like, dong. That's the dong.
Well, you can see it right there.
Ew, God,
he's pulling it to the side. Yeah.
Jesus Christ, he's not ideal.
If I was that guy, I'd have a blast every time somebody asked me if I knew what time it was at the show on my watch.
Hold on, let me take a look.
Wear like you'd have three watches on your dong.
What time is it?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Take a look.
The penis on his arm, they say, is a living, breathing part of his body, and the weight will not affect the ability for it to be put in place.
What's crazy is I know that, like, with people with, like, hands that they reattach and stuff, they put it, like, in your stomach a lot.
Yeah. To, like, make sure that it doesn't get infected.
I don't know if they just did that for yucks.
Yeah, why the arm?
I mean,
because you could have stuck it on his back. Yeah. You could have put it on his...
There must be a reason, because we've heard of other, like, ears are growing on arms and stuff. It seems to be a good place to grow things.
Yeah.
I think they grew one on a mouse once. South Park did an episode of that.
You guys, I'd pay money to see an uncensored picture of this, just to see how... I feel like it looks
horrifying.
I can't
believe there isn't one. I honestly, I cannot believe there isn't one.
That picture, that publication, The Sun, is the one that did the story, and they pixelated all the pictures they took. You think someone else would have got
a picture? He makes an OnlyFans page.
He does.
Yeah.
$5, you can see that bad boy.
Well, just once. I just want to see it once to see how bad it looks.
But he doesn't want anyone to see it.
Probably not.
I'm sure it doesn't
look. Well, no, I mean, look, it's dangling there right for the photographer.
Well... Yeah,
but they probably said, listen, we're going to pixelate it. We just want it for the effect.
I would love to hear the tale of the photographer for all his action shots. Because I bet that guy had a weird day.
I bet you he did.
Well, also, it looks like the guy moonlights as a prom photo taker.
Oh, right,
because he has his arm outstretched, but then his one is like the fist under the chin.
Yeah.
Like
it's like,
under a tree.
Yeah.
It's casual. It's pensive.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking, you're
the thinking man.
Yeah, I know. Maybe we can have him on the show talk about it. He was really hard to understand, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You want to be careful when you're grilling or cooking something.
Oh, my God. I burnt my dick today.
I burnt my arm, painting this off.
You know when you reach across the barbecue and it singes your arm hair?
Yeah.
Well, imagine it doesn't really have the feeling.
Oh, you could burn it right off. Know. You wouldn't know.
It's like cooking like a hot dog.
You could iron it and not even know.
It smells like bratwurst.
It smells like bratwurst. But that wee bit of it we saw was not good, you guys.
Yeah.
No. That was a disturbing looking dick.
It's not. They're growing it on his arm, you know?
That's the worst shot right there.
Well, it's under his hand.
Yeah.
And
that's part of it. That's part of the shaft.
Yeah. His arm's been through it, huh?
Well, sure. They've done all sorts of stuff to this guy.
Is that from the grafting or is that...
Okay, serious question though, guys. You wake up one morning, your dong falls off. Would you let it regrow on your arm for 4 years if that was the only way to get it back?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you do what you got to do.
Get it back.
James? It depends on how much use you're going to have after the 4 years. Like, if you get it back and it's back to normal,
Well, it's not going to be back to normal. He can pee and he'll have a pump so he can have intercourse again.
Oh, so it's like back in the late 80s, you got to pump up your shoes to play basketball?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
No, I don't know. I feel like at that point you just...
So you're going to be out of the sex game forever, James?
I feel like, yeah. I don't
James,
know.
Listen, James, just because James Donger goes away, he's not out of the sex
game. Yeah, there's plenty of other pleasure.
Oh, my God.
Pleasure. Yeah, he's fine.
Receptors in my
body. All right, Billy B-hole. I was just talking about the dong.
He's fine.
Still plenty of ways to have some sexual gratification.
I'd do it.
Yeah.
I'd do it. I would. If it's either no dong or arm dong.
Right. You know what I might
arm
do?
Dong.
You gotta go arm dong. I might wait a few years for science.
Oh, you don't have...
Yeah. That guy's got a lot of time. Look at
that. Time's ticking, Chuck.
I get it.
Your best 6 years are fading away.
They're gone already.
Well, you hope that, like, if they do give you a weird one and then science develops, then you can go back and get a reattached.
Get a reset.
Get a reboot.
Yeah.
Hold on, someone's texted in that they found the uncensored image. I'm going to follow their instructions and see if I can find it, too.
Oh, damn.
There's a lot of different things you have to do.
Oh, my God, is that it? That's it?
Yep, just a hollow.
They did a pretty good job of making it look like a donger. Well, that guy looks way more chubby than the...
Yeah, is that the same dude?
Oh, my God.
That's got to be
it. It looks better than I thought, I gotta say. Mm-hmm. Because the little bit of skin we saw looked horrifying.
And it's mostly from his ass?
It's mostly ass. Strange.
Are you thinking he swears in this? Is that why you're not listening to it?
Yes, I do think. Sure. Like, I don't know what this is. I can't just take a chance.
Yeah, you want to keep that away from that dog.
That is wild.
That is crazy.
Because it really
it's
is just
a
like
big,
a hot dog.
That's definitely
oh, you don't
him.
Think he's ever.
That's what?
Oh.
Sucked in.
As a joke.
He got it dangerously close to his face right there.
Then we
got to
find out if the feeling's still in there.
Mm. But you can tell it's just a hot dog that's like shaped into a donger.
Does he
shape.
Have to give himself a Roman helmet?
He does. He did. You know he's having tons of fun with it.
Yeah.
Oh, how many times has he put it on someone?
Oh, for sure.
Just like you're sitting
it on
there,
their forehead. Yeah,
like you're just sitting there and he puts it on your... He teabags you with just that.
You gotta stop that.
I mean, it's not as offensive because it's still just an arm dong. It hasn't been in his panty. He hasn't been using it to have
it's
sex.
Not even
it's
like
bizarre.
It's not even a real dong.
So yeah. Flat, too. It's like it seems really flat.
Well, it's just... It's like, it looks like a shaped skin tag.
Yeah, they're gonna.
No, it looks like a flaccid dong. Well, come on, they did a pretty good job.
Listen, it's way better. But like James is saying, it doesn't look right.
Yeah, I wonder if he can feel it. Like,
well, I want to hear what he said. Well, let's just listen. I can't
sit there like that. That was my arm. Yeah,
I swear. What happened to you?
My arm fell off. An internal infection in the groin.
Swear, dog.
Fingers are black. Toes are black.
Hands gold. He's dick in his hand, you know.
Oh. It's going to be my dick. It's not a dick yet, but it's going to be my dick. It's still my arm, though.
I don't know what we're going to get out of this.
Bro, you know everything that you're saying to me right now is like I'm dreaming. See things like this, eh? No, I've only seen that inside.
Is it like a Kenyan friend taping this? I don't understand what's going on here.
I never seen this in real life.
No.
This is real life.
You have to see it to believe it.
Man's got a dick in his arm, you know.
Dickhead.
He did the dickhead joke. Yep. Flopped it on his forehead.
Yep.
Huh.
It must be the investigative reporter for hoodsite.com.
Yeah, exactly.
Investigative.
We got to send out our greatest
guy. Sounds
like
a UK rapper. That's how they sound.
That is nuts. James, can you, I'll just tweet this out. How about that? That'll be the easiest way for us to do this. If you really want to see the video of a guy who's growing a dong on his arm, we'll put it up at twitter.com/Dave and Chuck. But be careful. It's not really a dong yet.
It's not really a dong. It's just a shaped bit of ass flesh that they carved to look like it had a helmet.
Yep. They carved it, and then they're going to put some kind of endoskeleton in there.
Yeah, and then a tube.
Tube, some batteries. Look like two little car batteries where his balls were.
Yep.
We're going to RoboCop him up.
Oh, I was about to say, here's the uncut video. That sounds inappropriate. Here's the uncensored.
There you go.
Video. All right. Mm.
Yeah, that is a weird...
Buckle up for that.
It's out in the world. There we go. Twitter.com/Dave and Chuck. You can go see it there. James is the only guy here, I believe, that wouldn't do it. Like Jason and Al haven't chimed in. Jason, would you do this? Would you let a dong grow on your arm?
Yeah, I'd let it regrow on my forehead if it's the only chance I had.
Right?
Yeah.
I hear you, dude. And Al, what about you?
I mean, I'm not going forehead, but I would explore my options.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'd all, James is the only guy who's backing out of arm dong.
Yeah. I just don't think the science is there yet.
I kind of do agree
with you.
But
you seeing that blubbery thing just flopping
around?
Yeah,
I kind of agree with you.
I'm better off at just being a eunuch. I got some balls to play with. I get into ball play.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
like
God.
I said, James is going to be fine.
Ball play. Who wants to play marbles?
Yeah.
It's a different scenario for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you got to do what you got to do. Again, the interview with the guy, the original story, rather, is up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. And then the uncensored video, Mind Your Eyes, Twitter.com/DaveAndChuck. Is where you can see it.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A Connecticut man having a fight with his landlord about overdue rent decapitated the landlord with a sword.
What?
So he swung it pretty hard.
Decapitated the guy.
Dude, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Like Game, Highlander.
Like Game of Thrones. Or Highlander, there can be only one.
911 call comes in Saturday morning from the landlord, Victor King. Says that his roommate, 42-year-old Jerry Thompson, had been waving a sword at him in a threatening and terrorizing manner over a rent dispute. King gave officers Thompson's cell phone number. They didn't say if they spoke to the guy. The next day, police received calls from a neighbor and then a separate friend of King's who were concerned about his safety.
Oh, boy.
Police entered the place to find a grisly crime scene and King's body covered by numerous articles of bedding on the floor.
That's not going to hide it.
Nope.
A medical examiner's preliminary observations suggested the landlord's injuries were consistent with a large-edged weapon, noting lacerations to the right arm, upper chest, and across the neck, causing decapitation.
Oh, my God.
So he was in a...
He went Michonne.
Yeah. He did.
Surveillance video also caught a male exiting a white Jeep carrying a long, skinny white object in his right hand, walking into the place Saturday afternoon and exiting about 30 minutes later with the same object.
Oh, my God.
When questioned by police, the suspect refused to speak, but he wrote on a sheet of paper, "The paper in the glove compartment is all you need." Once they searched the Jeep, they found paperwork suggesting he believed he was a sovereign citizen.
One of those?
Or an individual who believes he's not subject to any statutes or laws. The amount of rent owed and this guy's employment status are not known. As for the landlord, his cousin said he was one of the good guys. He'd never hurt a soul. He'd always reach out to help others. He was pleasant as can be. Always happy, a joy to be around, and an accomplished bridge player.
Well, at least he had that.
Accomplished bridge player?
He is very good at bridge.
Not anymore.
Nobody.
Was he just like a nice, nerdy guy who took on a killer roommate?
Yeah, I guess.
He was he like a roommate?
He was the landlord.
Yeah, his roommate. Yeah. It says his roommate. There's the roommate.
So you got to clean up after yourself. Pop!
Well, you know, it's always scary when your roommate has swords.
Right.
Oh, absolutely it is.
Swords or guns or...
When interviewing roommates, ask if they have swords.
Yeah. Do you have any swords? Have you ever used a sword?
You ever think about decapitating anybody?
Yeah.
It's the last thing you would think, right? The last thing you'd think that your roommate would chop your head off.
That's
There's
brutal.
A lot of innocent sword owners.
Not many.
Like nerdy would never... chop off someone's head.
Right.
Kind of people.
Every sword owner won't decapitate you.
Not every.
Not all of them. Just some of them get a bit stabby.
Right.
But decapitation's extreme.
That's a full swing, like a baseball bat swing.
I'll say this. I think there's also a difference between people that buy a sword that is like a decorative sword.
Mm.
And then the people that buy a sword that can like... you can throw a piece of paper up and
it'll slice it.
Slice it right down.
There is a difference.
There's
yeah.
a difference in those two.
Because usually, like, the decorative ones are pretty blunt.
Yeah, they're not. Like, I have the sword that I have isn't sharp at all. Right. I mean, I could stick you right through your body with it.
Right.
So it's just
but
for show.
It's just
whatever.
For show. Mm-hmm. It's just like a prop.
You couldn't decapitate someone with it.
Not unless I painstakingly sharpened it.
It'd take a lot of wax.
Just get one of those wheels.
So this guy wasn't just like known for his playing bridge. He was so good at it, he started teaching others to play bridge.
Well, you'd have to teach
people. They say just a kind, gentle person whose first love was bridge.
This man was he old?
Was he old? No, this dude was...
Yeah, he was very young.
Well, the
kind of young.
42 years old was the killer, alleged killer.
Victim was,
but it doesn't say what the victim was.
Because to me, you're 80. You're between 70 and 80.
Older, I don't know.
If you're playing bridge.
Bridge. Come on, bridge. Yeah.
I would assume you take on a roommate your own age, right?
Yeah.
But maybe not.
That's your first passion in life is bridge?
He's older. Oh, yeah, he was old.
He's older.
He was old. He's a bridge player, at least.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm coming over.
He lived a full life.
Here's a story about it here so we can get off my screen. Go. Okay, here we go.
Tales about the case. Here's News 8's LaSalle Blanks.
1 week ago, horror on Asylum Avenue in Hartford.
Yeah,
a 64-year-old man, Victor King,
64.
Decapitated.
64.
Police say this man, Jerry Thompson, killed him with a samurai sword inside this building in a unit where they lived together. Hartford Lieutenant Paul Cicero calling the scene chilling.
Over 20 years, I've never seen anything like this before.
The lieutenant also telling News 8 Thompson isn't talking, but King had told police Thompson was threatening him. King was his landlord. They reportedly argued about rent.
Mr. King did, in fact, go to the Hartford Police Department to file a complaint regarding it. He did not want us to come here to that address. We tried to contact Mr. Thompson on several occasions via phone. We were unsuccessful.
Lieutenant Cicero also telling News 8 police found a samurai sword in the water at Farmington River Park 10 miles away and found coverings of the sword along the trails.
Give us the strength.
Tonight, this small group gathering to pray for King, Mothers United Against Violence.
We wanted to show Mr. King family that we are here to support them through this difficult time that they're going through.
At the church next to where King lived and died, bells rang 64 times. Victor King was 64 years old.
He was a kind, compassionate, loving man who loved the community.
The group praising police for quickly finding a suspect who's being held on $2 million bond.
Ooh.
In Hartford, LaSalle Blanks, News 8.
Oh, you decapitate someone, you got it. Yes. Bond's got to be high.
It's got to be.
I'm amazed there is even bond.
I'm just still thinking about bridge.
My grandma was a hell of a bridge player.
My grandma loved all that canasta bridge.
I just stared at it.
It's not a young man's game, right?
No. Bridge. No.
No. And it's...
Do you think he was just like a super good dude who took that guy in as a roommate?
Probably.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then...
That's what I think.
He wanted money.
He turned against him?
Yep.
Well, because he lost it. It's what's going on right now.
Mm.
It's like pushing people over the edge. They're just barely hanging on. They've got a samurai sword, though.
Yeah, decapitation can happen.
It's no good. Sucks. And I think he was trying to defend himself. And then,
yeah.
But a samurai sword, it just cuts you like butter.
That's the thing. It must be sharp.
Just like butter.
He swung it hard, dude.
Yeah.
Like zombie kill.
Ah, you don't want to be decapitated.
Poor guy.
That sucks. It's not the worst way.
It's not a good way.
It's not a good way, but it's over. Like
they say,
I'd rather be shot in the head.
The bridge winners here.
Yeah, you do.
And then the sword might not have been that sharp. It might have taken a couple swipes.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Every year, he's in his picture of the bridge winners.
That's exactly
in
what
New England.
Bridge winners look like.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's all the same people. All the same people win.
Well, they're
year.
The same.
We're the bridge crew.
It's their team.
There's only five of them that play.
Ooh, he's got some crazy shirts too.
Almost like a bowling shirt for bridge.
Yeah, is that a
where league? Are my bridge shirts?
Is that a bridge shirt?
Oh wow, I never even thought.
It's the league uniform.
Yeah, you could have a bridge shirt.
Your shirt's not tight enough. Get off the bridge floor.
Tighter.
What's he?
It looks like he has a, is that a golden gun?
No, it's not guns. It's gifts. It's Christmas gifts.
Oh,
so
gifts.
Do you think that he knew he had a sword when he moved in? Like the guy? Like,
probably not. He might have hidden the sword. What are you doing there? I'm playing bridge. You get it? What is it? A samurai sword?
It ain't nothing, baby.
All right. Rent's due still. Oh, no.
Yeah. That's not good.
Oh, man. That's bad. That's a bad day.
Yeah.
Yeah. As a wild tale,
Blade just showed up and.
You don't want your roommate to be Blade.
You don't.
You do not want
cosplays as Blade.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You went full Snipes.
That's a 2020 odd couple right there. Right, yeah.
The bridge winner and Blade.
Right.
Mm-mm.
All right. Off to Oklahoma now. Another murder suspect to tell you about, but this one, crafty. On the 12th floor of a jail cell, this dude managed the old school rope escape. Bed sheets into rope escape.
Most people die when they try that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they do.
Well, the buddy that went with him didn't do as good. But he got down 12 floors. How long are you hoarding sheets to make your 12-story long sheet rope?
12 days?
Don't you think like a sheet? They've changed every day? No.
12 to 14.
That's like better than a hotel. They better not get that service.
Yeah. 12 weeks.
I just wonder how long like one sheet will get you. It probably would take two sheets to get down one story, right? You'd think?
Yeah, it looks like that. Here's a little update from the local station there, CBS 9, Oklahoma.
A murder suspect is on the run right now after using bed sheets to escape from a 12-floor cell in a county jail in downtown Oklahoma City. A jail spokesperson says Pablo Robledo and his cellmate escaped by breaking a window, using a mattress for support, throwing knotted sheets out the window, and then climbing down. Robledo pleaded not guilty and had a trial date set for August. Robledo stands 5'9" tall and weighs around 150 pounds. His cellmate, Jose Hernandez, fell or jumped from the makeshift rope around the fourth floor. He was found, arrested, and went to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries.
Yeah.
Katie Johnston for CBS.
So the guy who jumped broke his ankle, so they got him. The other guy got away, though. And he was on the run for several hours. He is now back in custody.
Oh, they got him.
They got him.
One of his legs.
But he successfully shimmied down that makeshift sheet.
All the way, and then the other guy fell.
Mm. Yeah, usually they tear and things.
Yeah, you'd think they wouldn't last. Maybe he acted like he peed the bed every night.
That's a good plan.
I wet the bed again! I wet the bed again!
More sheets, please.
I need more sheets! I wet the bed! I pissed all over myself!
It's not like a Howard Johnson, though. I mean, it's not...
I don't know how it works.
I think
it's about your pitsy sheets.
I would assume that those guys somehow got involved in working in the laundry. And that's how you do it. You work in the laundry.
That's it.
You know.
They must have worked in the laundry.
I see it again! I need more sheets!
Yeah, they found somebody in the laundry they could bribe with
a
little Debbie snacks or something.
I'll do anything.
Ramen noodles.
I'll do anything.
Yeah. Okay, we get some ramen noodles or some little Debbies out of the commissary.
Mm-hmm. My plan is to piss the bed every night for the next month. And collect all the bed sheets and crawl out this bitch.
Slide down those pissy sheets.
To freedom, baby. That's a perfect plan.
Why's it always got to be you that pees on the sheets?
Because I just drink a lot of water. You know that. A lot of prison water. Toilet wine.
You could just pretend. Throw water on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I don't know. But the laundry room scenario is much more likely.
Scratch that. Really? What if I just pretend I pee? Every day.
You're not really going to pee?
I'm not going to pee. It's going to be water, but I'm going to say it's pee.
But also, having to try and talk them into leaving the sheets.
Right. You know what I mean? Right. Like, I don't think they would.
I'm going to wash them for you, baby. I don't want you to touch all this piss.
They're gross.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't want you touching them.
Give me the new ones. I'll take care of everything.
Don't worry about me. I'm just a federal prisoner.
Yeah.
But the sheet trick only works in movies, right?
That's what
like a couple floors.
I'm
like
telling you,
this is 12 house. Stories. It was crazy when you saw the full shot of that.
We talked about someone who tried this and it ripped. We did. We talked about someone who tried this and it ripped and they died.
Oh my God!
Looks like they've tied some pretty damn great knots.
Yeah. They have so many sheets.
Yeah.
They have so many sheets.
You're right. It takes about 2 sheets a floor.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, and they didn't even get to the bottom, right? The one guy had to hop for
it. Well, they did get to the bottom. One guy made it all the way, but the other guy jumped off at the fourth.
Do you know where you don't jump from?
The fourth floor.
Yeah, you gotta.
I can't believe he.
Just a broken ankle.
Oh, he should be dead. He should be dead.
And that's why inmates don't have windows.
It's probably hilarious watching him try to escape with broken ankles, though.
Oh.
He's like, I'm gonna make a run for it.
Nope. He's crawling.
Nope.
Yeah, it's not going to be the good.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.